Good evening. I'm Jay Weintraub. I live at 10 North Franklin.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
Again, we've been in our house for 22 and a half years, and our plans are to retire down here within the next 2 years, and my staff at home is finally in the place that I can do that. When this plan was first proposed, and I had a chance to look at the drawings, I wasn't in favor of it. And for those of you who have been on Facebook or online, you'll know I was pretty strong about my opinions. And most of those opinions were based upon my fellow neighbors and business people in the area as well. But after having a chance to meet with Mr. Balanson and talk about our concerns and our concerns with safety, I believe we have a plan that absolutely makes sense for the neighborhood. Cutting out those drive-throughs will give us an additional 5 parking spaces, I believe, Chris.
John, tell us four
to five spots, which we need. Traffic, we get traffic, especially in the summer. Now it's quieter. Not as many people are here. Where do they come from? Some come up Frontenac. Most of them are going around through the neighborhood looking to park at Starbucks. I've had to chase people from my driveway. And they say, I'm just getting a cup of coffee. I said, so am I. Can we go together? But the point is, we have a problem with that. We're not going to solve this in this room. But 5 spaces does help alleviate some of that problem. Traffic, I can't change. No one can. Will there be carloads of people running to the burger truck? I hope for their sake that happens. Will it be likely? No. So I don't see an impact to the neighborhood that's really going to hurt us with a lot of traffic. But I'm not saying to the detriment of the burger. We go there. They've been great neighbors. Do we see napkins on the street? Yeah, it's the wind. The way they're set up now, it's going to happen. With an interior enclosure, that eliminate that problem. We think that's a smart deal. My wife and I are going to have our first child. Is going to get married in June, and hopefully soon we'll have grandchildren. The house directly next to the burger truck on Franklin Avenue have a 2-year-old. You go out and tell her not run around. With that drive-through right now, that's an accident waiting to happen. I don't think anybody in this room wants to have that on their hands. Would you? I certainly don't. And I don't want to be the neighbor to witness it. So if we can eliminate that back driveway, which is worthless except for cars cutting through to get to Bud's gas station or to just spin around somewhere else, that's a problem. We have a traffic problem that we can solve. They'll tell you that people run through, you know, with cars through the back when they shouldn't be. So if we can eliminate that problem, we've solved the safety issue. We've created parking spaces. All right? Aesthetically, this is a plus. This really enhances our street. It says this is a viable business that looks good, much better than it is now. Interesting idea. I supported this concept when they came up with it, and whoever did the stucco work was amazing. So if you know who it is, tell them I think they're dynamite. So we solved the safety issue. Traffic is not a problem. They're still going to go around the block. Doesn't matter what we do. It's not going to change. So we have the aesthetics. We have the safety. I'm not concerned about the traffic. It's going to be there anyway, especially in the summer. Okay, and personally, and I speak for other people, I think if we can get this put through, I think everybody's going to be happy with this program. One thing, Mr. Cooperman has the house directly where the turn would be on Frontenac. He's had his fences knocked down, poles knocked down, many, many problems. There has to be something to accommodate him so a car could turn to get in his driveway. I don't know what that is. Maybe there has to be a little bit of a cutback on the curbing. But overall, I think this makes sense for everybody. The burger truck has a chance to fulfill their dream. Who does business without a dream to succeed? They didn't open this to fail. It wasn't a hobby to lose money. It was a business to make money. So I think if you look at this for the safety factor, the aesthetic factor, an enhancement to the street, an enhancement to street parking, I think this is a winner for everybody. And that's what we want. Win-win. Thank you.
Thank you.